This is Nation Talk.
Welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. And here with me today, I have the honor of being with Warren Hannay, the chairman of the board and CEO of Peace Hills Trust Company, headquartered in Hobima, Alberta, on the Samson Cree Nation Reserve. It's a real pleasure to have you here, and welcome.
Thank you, Andre.
You know, let's just jump right into this and ask a very obvious question, but one that I think we'll find some interesting feedback on. What is Peace Hills Trust Company, and what makes it different?
Peace Hills Trust is a national, federally chartered trust company. It has offices from coast to coast. What really makes it unique is its ownership, which is 100% owned by the Samson Cree Nation, and our target market, which is First Nations people. And we are a one-of-the-kind institution, probably not only in Canada, probably in the world, but that in itself is we were created by the shareholders to help, assist, and look at the financial needs of First Nations communities, and that has been our priority, along with training and developing First Nations bankers.
Now, did Peace Hills Trust start in Hobima?
Yes, it started in 1980. It was chartered and went into operations in Hobima and a small operation in Edmonton.
And what kind of sales figures are you looking at here in 2008, per se?
Well, of course, sales figures with the bank aren't exactly like they are in the retail business, in that we're, we have deposits coming in every day and loans going out. So, you know, whether you're basing that on our revenues, but as far as new business goes, we probably would have done in excess of $100 million worth of new business last year, just on the lending side.
Wow. Well, obviously, I am not a banker, but that impresses me. And this is wholly owned by First Nation, by the Samson Cree First Nation. Now, are there any other Aboriginal financial institutions in the country that would come near to this?
No, there really isn't. I mean, there are a number of other financial institutions that they don't carry a federal trust license, but we have a lot of AFIs or Aboriginal credit corporations that deal with different levels of lending, developmental lending, the community future development corporations do some lending. So there's a number of them that actually do some lending, but at our particular level, and again 100% owned, there really isn't anything like Peace Hills Trust.
Now, how did Warren Hannay become involved with Peace Hills Trust?
Well, I was approached by a group in the early 80s, and it was a number of people, some of them provincial, some of them federal, and some of them First Nations, in the idea of possibly starting up a financial institution sponsored and capitalized by the provincial and federal governments, in lending money to developmental or entrepreneurs, First Nations people, as the federal government had a program called the IEDF Fund, Indian Economic Development Fund, which they provided loans to First Nations people and didn't have a lot of success with it, so they thought maybe an Indian institution might have more success in lending to First Nations. The long and short of that was we formed a company called the Saskatchewan Indian Equity Foundation, of which there's some 33 financial institutions of that nature today, and most of which are being very successful. But at the time, previously, I've been in the banking business all of my adult life, and the last institution that I was with was Lloyds Bank of Canada. I was with them for a number of years. When the opportunity came along to join Peace Hills Trust, I was certainly familiar with some of the issues in First Nations financing, having been involved as a founding director of the Saskatchewan Indian Equity Foundation. So, and I wasn't exactly pleased with the way the Brits were running their Canadian bank, which confirmed that I may have been correct in my criticism of them, because they, after I left, they sold the bank, and about a year later to the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, or HSBC. So, but that was where I'd been, and how I kind of evolved into Peace Hills Trust when they were looking for a president back in 1988. So I've been with the company now 20 plus years.
So looking back then, Did you see Peace Hills Trust from a banking perspective as an opportunity, like a good opportunity to really see some change or something different happen?
Obviously, I think, when I go back that, looking at that, that there obviously was an opportunity. It was a well-capitalized financial institution. It didn't have an awful lot of loans at that time, but it was in good shape, but it was lacking some management, lacking some direction. I had an understanding. I knew there was a need there in First Nations communities for a financial institution that did indeed understand some of their issues and idiosyncrasies and challenges they were facing. So certainly I saw opportunity in several different places.
Well, now here we are 20 years later, and you recently attended and spoke on the subject of renewable energy for First Nations communities. Now, the financing of these kinds of projects in Aboriginal communities, how does that work?
Well, of course, it will vary on the size of project and the resource availability to what it is. Our participation is more at the smaller type of projects. To use a specific example, some of the in-stream or run-of-the-river projects, the turbines run probably megawatts, 5 to 10 megawatts, those type of projects. We participate in with regards to some of the financing needs. In some cases, we provide equity to assist the First Nations communities to leverage into larger projects and, of course, partnering up with some of the bigger players on the larger projects. And some of the bigger numbers, there's a lot of syndication going on amongst the financial institutions where we're all sharing or taking pieces of it. But that's really been, where our participation is at this point, or has been to this point.
You know, when you use the word renewable energy, I'm thinking green, I'm thinking future, I'm thinking it's something that's on the minds of people right now and very much so on business's mind as well.
Well, obviously, the demand is continuing to grow for energy as the world population continues to increase and people start to urbanize. Looking at these other options to with the environmental issues that we're facing and the renewable aspect, whether it's water, whether it's solar power or wind power. They're even looking at things such as tidal power in the Bay of Fundy and the potential of the energy that can be created from all of these types of renewable energy sources. There's no limit to them, and then making them environmentally friendly. So the impact is not something that is going to be as detrimental to the economy as some of the past means of deriving energy.
You know, when you think about our Aboriginal peoples, they are the original purveyors, let's say, of renewable energy, of conservation, and these sorts of things. Now, if someone out there had an idea, how does it work? Would they come to Peace Hills Trust and say, this is an idea that I have to make renewable energy or to, you know, recycle or something? Is that, would they come to you? Is there a department within Peace Hills Trust that says, okay, we're looking for creative ideas?
Yeah, we're probably not the first place that people, the economic development initiative starts. I mean, it really starts in the community. It has to be championed by the community. It has to be acceptable to the community and as well the leadership. And the fact is that there are some initial studies generally that have to happen to find out whether or not it is feasible. Somebody might say it's very windy here all the time, for an example, so we should have a windmill and generate energy. Well, so there are some feasibilities that need to be done before they would get into the actual need for financing. So we probably wouldn't be the first, but in that case, if they felt they had something, we certainly could direct them in the early stages as to some of the areas they can go and see and the criteria that is available, because they need an assessment, and they would need a proper assessment to find out of the viability of a project before they get into the financing aspect of it.
Now, on a more general term, what do you think Aboriginal people in Canada today, what do you think is probably their greatest need to succeed?
Well, I mean, economic development, of course. I mean, that's jobs, they need employment opportunities, and in some of the more remote communities, you know, it's difficult. Your resources have been limited to what kind of job opportunities are available within these remote communities outside of the tertiary services area, and I think it's one of the things that I see here that I think excites a lot of these more remote communities is they may have water resource. I've talked to a chief that they believe that they've got potential for 7 or 8 different watershed on their community that comes right through it. So these are opportunities that for fuel generating, turbine generating hydroelectric. So I think with some of these energy type projects, it's giving the opportunity for economic development to some of these remote communities that are going to provide some jobs, of course, but more importantly, profits, funding for the community to do some of the things that they want to do for their community to make it a better place to live, and indeed leverage other businesses and other projects. So certainly economic development is the answer to sustainable self-sufficiencies in these communities, and these remote communities have always been a difficult issue for some of them with limited resources, and some of them this is expanding their opportunities. So it's a very exciting period we're going through, and I think there's going to be a lot of benefits to First Nations communities.
Well, Warren, I must say that Peace Hills Trust sounds like a model that Aboriginal people across the country could celebrate. Do you get many other communities, Aboriginal communities, that look at Peace Hills Trust and go, well, there's a business model that, you know, possibly is worth looking at?
Yeah, we do. I mean, every community would like to have a financial institution in it, and better yet, to own one from that aspect. But and we've certainly had our conversations with a number of the communities and some of the First Nations that have been fortunate enough to derive some capital through resources. You know, at some point there may be other financial institutions of our size. I know there's been some First Nations credit unions in the last few years have come on stream. They're First Nations owned. And so I would suspect that there would be more, and certainly we encourage it and would be more than happy to assist them where we could, because it's not an issue of competitive environment. There's certainly lots of business around, and there'll be more and more every day.
Well, Warren Hannay from Peace Hills Trust, I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us here today on Nation Talk.
Thank you very much, Andre.
For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.